This is The Radical Therapist, a space where we explore the intersections of collaborative therapy, philosophy, art, and science and technology in a post-Freud, post-psychology world.
Welcome to The Radical Therapist. This is your host, Chris Hoff, and we are now at episode number 56, and welcome. Today, we're going to be talking about the four ways of knowing. It's going to be me. I'm going over the four ways of knowing. You're going to be hearing some audio from my YouTube channel. So recently, I just did an episode on the four ways of knowing, and this is looking at how therapists think while working with their clients. And in this video, in the video that I did, and with the audio you're going to hear, I discuss Craig Smith's article on relational attunement and Tom Anderson's four ways of knowing, and how an understanding of these ways of knowing can inform your work and support you in more relational ways of being in counseling and therapy. And I'm really trying to be really consistent on the YouTube channel about posting videos that kind of share a little more casual, informal, me sharing about ideas and practices that have influenced me and that I've found very helpful, and that people that I supervise and train and work with as students I have also found very helpful. And so I have three videos up now. If you've not been to the YouTube channel, three recent videos, one on the four ways of knowing, one on the very popular one on the socially constructed genogram. We're all familiar, I'm sure, with the traditional genogram, but here I go over the socially constructed genogram. I think you're going to want to see that. And then I just did one on Super Bowl Sunday around narrative in sports psychology, which I think was fun. So if you haven't been to the YouTube channel, get over there on the YouTube channel, and I'm going to give you a little taste of it today where I talk about the four ways of knowing. And if you want to see the visuals that come along with it, go over to the YouTube channel and subscribe, comment, like, even share with whoever you think might find it helpful. So before we get to that, though, real quick, just find us on social media. I'm going to be doing, I think, a Facebook Live soon with Brian Doster, who you all know from the Kanye West episode. And we did a Facebook Live recently on white fragility, or kind of talking about several subjects. But anyway, so that will probably be coming up. So go find us, like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, although I'm always still trying to figure out how to do Twitter. But we're all over social media, and of course at the website, radicaltherapist.com. So come like us. And if you can, please rate and review the show on whatever podcast platform you use. If you're on iTunes, please rate and review the show. Leave a comment. It would be much appreciated. So, okay. So without further ado, why don't we just go right into it? And let's have, here's me talking about, and this has been really helpful for me just to kind of hold this idea about possible ways of thinking. And there probably are more than four. But it just is just the way Tom Anderson broke it down, and I found it very helpful. So let's discover the four ways of knowing.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Chris Hoff, the Radical Therapist podcast and YouTube channel. Just doing a quick video here on something I'm very interested in talking about. One of my overriding interests these days is in the construct of way of being in counseling and psychotherapy. Some of you might remember Way of Being from Carl Rogers. But I think most professionals will now agree, and the research supports, that the therapeutic alliance underlines all change occurring in counseling and therapy, and the alliance is greatly affected by therapist skill. And so something I've been having conversations about is, how do we teach new counselors and therapists the art of the therapeutic alliance, or can we teach it? But I'm not sure, but I'm going to start trying and doing a series of videos on some things that I found helpful, some things that I use in practice, some things I continue to go back to when I'm feeling a little stuck or what have you. So this is the first in a series of videos I plan to do where I will take on the project of how we might teach the art of the therapeutic alliance or relationship, what have you. And so in this first video, I want to start by sharing a book or a book chapter I found very helpful in my own development. And this chapter is titled Relational Attunement, Internal and External Harmonizing with Clients, and it's by Craig Smith, and it can be found in a book called The Collaborative Practice of Psychology and Therapy. And it's a great chapter overall, but there's a particular part in the chapter that I really like where he references the four ways of knowing. And he talks about attending a lecture by Tom Anderson, and some of you might know Tom Anderson of Reflecting Teams fame. But he references attending a talk by Tom Anderson where he gave a talk on the four ways of knowing. And these four ways of knowing are rational knowing, technical knowing, relational knowing, and bodily knowing. And rational knowing is what most grad students or students in general will know as theories of personality or theories of healthy systemic functioning, those kinds of things, these kinds of overriding theories that drive our technical knowing, which is techniques and interventions derived from these theories. And then the other two kind of more marginalized ways of knowing are relational knowing. And this is this idea of how to be with this person at this time in this context. And bodily knowing, and some sense in your body that something is significant happening. And I try to, how I tell people about this, and I'm sure we've all been, and those of you who've done group therapy or have been in groups or maybe even 12-step groups or something like that, when you notice somebody saying or going to a very honest or vulnerable place, I don't know if you've been in a room of people when that happens, all of a sudden you notice the room gets very, very quiet and everybody doesn't know what's going to happen, but they know something's going to important is happening here. And it's almost like this bodily sense that something important is happening. And the relational knowing piece is a good kind of example of this, and Craig Smith talks about it in the chapters, is like, how might you meet a friend that comes over that might be in a difficult place? Or when a friend comes over in whatever place they might be in, we all kind of have this relational understanding of where they might be in this particular moment or in this particular context, and what they might need in that particular moment or in that particular context. It's this sense of like, oh, this friend seems to be, like, you could take a look at them, and I have friends like this in my life where they know that I might be struggling a little bit, or I'm chewing on something, or I'm just stuck on something, that kind of thing. And they'll begin to sit with me, slow the conversation down, and begin to ask me about that. And that's kind of this sense of relational knowing, right? So all these ways of knowing are important, but Tom Anderson would make the argument that the rational and technical ways of knowing are the ones that get privileged in our field. And those of you, anybody that's been through grad school, knows that that's the primary focus. They're not really teaching us about bodily knowing or relational knowing or even relational practices a bit. But the, most of our focus in our educations are on the rational knowing, the larger theories, and then, of course, the technical knowing, the interventions, et cetera, that we might do. So much of what determines what, and this is so dominant, I guess Tom Anderson would say this is so dominant, that so much of what determines what we would see or notice, even in our more relational and bodily ways of being, is determined by our rational and technical thinking, which is unfortunate. So it kind of even hijacks our relational and our bodily ways of knowing, these dominant ways of looking at it. So Tom Anderson would undo this dilemma, or attempt to undo this dilemma, by privileging relational and bodily ways of being while in session, and then after sessions, reflect on the technical or the rational ways of knowing after the session. So during sessions, Tom Anderson suggested that we really just kind of bring forward our relational and our bodily ways of being, and just backgrounding the technical and the rational ways of understanding things, and really being with our clients in the moment, in this place, in this time, and in this context. So in an effort to support and strengthen the therapeutic alliance, I too began to practice holding the rational and technical ways of knowing lightly while bringing forward the more relational ways of, and actually trying to teach myself some more relational ways of being, reading about more relational ways of being, and of course paying attention in more mindful ways to my body, what might be going on in this moment, what am I noticing here, that kind of thing. And this has had a tremendous effect on me as a supervisor, instructor, and of course as a clinician. So in Smith's chapter, he offers us a couple of questions for reflection when we're considering what might be called for as we are meeting those with who seek our help. So here's a couple of questions that might prompt you to begin to bring forward the more relational bodily ways of being, as suggested by Craig Smith. And this is, what is it I'm sensing right now? Should I remain quiet or find a way to talk about my inner reactions? That's a great question. What seems most important to the client right now? What would they like me to do? And I'm sure you could think of other questions, or maybe the challenge is to begin to think of other questions that may situate you in a more relational way of knowing, or a more bodily way of knowing, and maybe keep you focused on the relational. The bodily, I think, more is about what has helped me with that is obviously a meditation practice, trying to be more mindful, paying attention to what's going on, and it's just been really helpful. So this is a beginning way. I wanted to kind of make visible the four ways of knowing, because some people, I think, don't even know that that's happening, that they're being, that rational or technical ways of knowledge are being privileged in all sessions, and what that might be doing to the therapeutic alliance, because I guarantee you, and I think the research abundantly now is clear, that the more we can be relational, the more we can be present with our clients where they're at, the more effective we are going to be as clinicians, the stronger the therapeutic alliance will be, and hopefully the more successful the work will be. So I'm going to be doing some more of this stuff, talking about like some of these things that I'm finding helpful, among other topics as well, of course. But I wanted to talk a little more about what has supported me clinically in my practice and that kind of thing. So hopefully you found this helpful. Four ways of knowing. Think about it. Which ways of knowing are getting privileged in your practice, and maybe which ones need to be brought more forward. Think about some questions that might help you do that, situate you in that way, and hopefully you found this helpful. My name is Dr. Chris Hoff from the Radical Therapist podcast and YouTube channel. Please find us on social media, and please check out the podcast and the YouTube channel. Thanks for watching.
Well, that's our show again, and hopefully you found that helpful, and hopefully create some inspire you to go look at the YouTube channel and watch some of the videos that are coming up. And I have a new one coming. I think it's going to be around judgment, being non-judgmental, and of course, normalizing judgment, going beyond being non-judgmental. And so you might want to be, you might be interested in that. So go check us out on the YouTube channel, find us on social media, send me an email if you want to reach out. I always love getting emails from listeners at theradicaltherapist@gmail.com. Let me know how I'm doing. And if you have any suggestions, and people do give suggestions and they're always really worthwhile. So I do listen to them. So please shoot me a message if you feel so inspired. So as always, I really appreciate the support. My name is Chris Hoff. This has been The Radical Therapist. Thanks for listening.